We are entering Holy Week. On the one hand, Holy Week commemorates the story of Jesus' passion, death, and resurrection. However, if we just look a little deeper, this is also our story. Holy Week and the story of Jesus as we heard it in the reading of the Passion recounts the stark realities of the human condition. Within the story, we find intense suffering, intrigue, malice, prejudice, envy, hatred, betrayal, bribery, corruption, violence, and finally murder. It's the stark realities of the human condition. But intertwined in the story is also the life of a man who transformed that tragic story into a story of love, of forgiveness, of nonviolence, of peace, and human redemption. And Jesus did so by becoming the suffering servant. This concept that we hear both in today's first reading and the second reading. Christians identify Jesus as the suffering servant par excellence. The life of the suffering servant has much to teach us. So in three very brief points, not only do I want to reflect on the suffering servant, but also how we might use that to make this week a holy week for us. So here's my first point. Folks, in some way, we all experience the consequence of the sinful human condition, right? We too experience the pain of sin. Sometimes we feel betrayed. We fall ill. This aging, this death. But we learn from the Passion story that like Jesus, we too have the capacity within us to take all the evil we experience and transform it. Like Christ, we have the choice to take in the evil in the world and transform it into good. Over that power, evil has no control. See what I'm saying? If I experience violence, if I experience hate, if I experience the things that Jesus experienced, I have the power within me to take that evil and transform it into good. And over that power within me, evil has no control. We do not have to return evil with evil. Instead, we can turn evil into love, resentment into forgiveness, betrayal into loyalty, death into life. So Holy Week and the story of Jesus invite us not only to contemplate the passion of Christ, but to imitate him by taking in the pain we encounter and making it an opportunity for salvation. Holy Week is an invitation to take up our cross and follow in the footsteps of Jesus. Our salvation depends on it. Secondly, Holy Week takes us to the climax of the story of Jesus. But this is not just the climax of Jesus' story. This is also the climax of the human story. The story of Jesus is the story of human redemption. And because of this story, and folks, if you forget everything from this homily, don't forget this. Because the story of Jesus is the story of human redemption, the story of every person, you and me, must now be told in the light of the story of Jesus. You see, there were many people that played different parts in the story of Jesus. On the one side, there were those who chose evil, the religious leaders, the Roman rulers, Judas, even some in the crowd. There were those who chose good in the face of evil, like Joseph of Arimathea, Mary, the mother of Jesus, the woman at the cross, Simon the Cyrene, and other people in the crowd. And then there were those who stood in the middle, who did nothing about anything. Which one of these describes us? Perhaps we are all three at different times in our lives. But the point is this: at the end of our life, our story will only have meaning depending on how we fit our story into the story of Jesus. That's the standard. I guess we can ask ourselves, what does that story look like right now? Hopefully, we find ourselves taking a stand with and by Christ. Because salvation depends on it. And finally, Holy Week is unlike any other week. On the one hand, it reveals the sinful human condition, but it also reveals our redemption. And my hope is that each one of us will fully enter into the depths of these events. So I'm inviting you to not treat this week as just another week. I understand life must go on. I understand March Madness is on. I understand Go Flyers. I get all that. But this week is unlike any other week. I'm asking you, take each day of this week and reflect on the readings, the scripture readings for the day. Spend time in prayer, reflecting not just on the events of Jesus' life, but our story of redemption. Participate in the Holy Week liturgies. I'm asking you, please, very often, many Catholics after today will come to church on Easter Sunday. It's like we live from glory to glory, and we miss the very story of our redemption. So I'm asking you, please intentionally participate in the celebration of the Lord's Supper on Thursday. Personalize the redeeming death of Jesus, the suffering servant, on Good Friday, and keep Holy Saturday as a day of mourning yet hopeful expectation. And do that as a family. I'm afraid that our children are not hearing the entire story. They're losing out, not just the story of Jesus, but the story of their own redemption. When we do this, we let our lives get intertwined with the life, the passion, the suffering, and the death of the suffering servant. And folks, we must do that, because salvation depends on it. So this Eucharist, yeah, it is our Sunday Mass, it is Palm Sunday, but honestly, this Eucharist is the beginning of Holy Week. So as we begin this week, may our participation in this Mass become the beginning of our participation in the very life of Jesus this week. When in the Eucharist, Jesus invites us to eat his body and drink his blood, he's not just asking us to receive communion. He's inviting us into his life. And he's hoping that we will invite him into ours. So when we say Amen today, let it not just be to the bread and the wine, but let our lives get intertwined with the story, with the life of Jesus. Amen.